Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
Legend has it that a wealthy merchant traveling through the Mediterranean world looking for the distinguished Pharisee, Paul, encountered Timothy, who arranged a visit. Paul was at the time a prisoner in Rome. Stepping inside the cell, the merchant was surprised to find a rather old man, physically frail, but whose serenity and magnetism challenged the visitor. They talked for hours. Finally, the merchant left with Paul's blessing. Outside the prison, the concerned man inquired, "What is the secret of this man's power? I've never seen anything like it before." "Did you not guess?" replied Timothy. "Paul is in love." The merchant looked bewildered. "In love?" "Yes," the missionary answered, "Paul is in love with Jesus Christ." The merchant looked even more bewildered. "Is that all?" Smiling, Timothy replied, "That is everything." Well, I wonder if Jesus means everything to you today. Are you in love with Him? What a beautiful time of the year. What an exciting thing it is to celebrate Christmas and the coming of our Messiah. I trust that you are indeed in love with Christ. And if not, till we're done with this broadcast today, it might point you to the one who is altogether lovely, and that you too can have a relationship with Him that is everything to you. Stay tuned as we enjoy the broadcast together this morning.
He is my only possession. He is my everything. I remember my days in darkness, with no sunshine or light to lead my way. Then a whisper from His voice softly called me. In the arms of my Savior I'll stay. He is my reason for living. King of all kings. I long to be his possession. He is my and thunder. After the last bell has rung, I want to bow down before Jesus and there hear him say, well done. For living, he is the King of all kings. I long to be his possession. He is my everything.
Well, that song by Jack Green certainly expresses it so very well, how Jesus is my everything. Lord, we thank you today for what you mean to us. So many have joined us today who know what it is to have that everything to be found in you. Lord, we just praise you because every breath that we have comes from you, every heartbeat, every blessing in life, and even the challenges in life that we face, you allow to come our way for a purpose, that we might come to a greater conformity to your image, that we may understand more clearly how the grace of God can keep us in the midst of all of the challenges of life. I'm confident that there are those listening to us today who would appreciate a divine touch, who need strength, who need relief from pain, who need comfort from their sorrow, who need provision for some need in their life. And Lord, I pray you'll help us each one to so glory in the cross and so enjoy the presence of the Lord in our life that we can simply rest in you and have confidence that the God who sees all and knows all is able for the needs that we're facing this very moment. We know that you will see us through, and we praise you for that. So may each of our listeners find that indeed you mean everything to them because of your influence in our lives, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Dean and Judy Strait, for the beautiful job on that song, Ivory Palaces. Well, we feel like God has blessed us with a wonderful place to gather for worship, and we appreciate how He comes and visits with us time and time again. We hope that you're on your way here. We hope that you're able to worship with us today. We'll be studying God's Word throughout the Sunday School Hour, beginning at 9:30. And then we will gather in the main sanctuary for our morning worship service at 10:30. And then this evening at 6 o'clock, we will gather in the Family Life Center in the gym for the presentation of the Nativity presented by the youth department of our church. And you don't want to miss that presentation tonight. We're grateful for the young people that we have and the participants in the drama this year, led by our associate pastor, Joel Sickler. And so be sure to make your way to the God's Missionary Church here in Lebanon at 2127 Hill Street to worship with us today. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock will be our midweek prayer meeting service. And then next Sunday will be our celebrated Sunday of Christmas. The 18th, we'll gather at 9:30 for our morning worship service, and it'll be, of course, a combined effort as we gather and enjoy some presentations from some of the Sunday school classes and have our treats that are handed out and all of those things as we celebrate Christmas on December the 18th at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. 2 weeks from today will be the actual day of Christmas, and for that day of worship, we're going to gather at 10:30 in the morning for just one service on Christmas Day, December the 25th, 10:30 in the morning. So keep that in mind, and be sure to come and worship with us. We appreciate your faithfulness and listening to the broadcast again today, and each week we intend, by the grace of God and the provision financially, to keep it up. So thanks again. Enjoy the remainder of the broadcast.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy could calm the storm with his hand? Did you And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God? Oh, Mary, did you know
I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 9. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. I want to examine Elizabeth's words directed toward Mary today. Luke tells us that after she learned that she was with child by the Holy Spirit, Mary made a visit to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant and would soon give birth to John the Baptist. No doubt part of Mary's human motivation was to escape the condemnation and shame that accompanied the town gossips about this unwed mother. When Mary came into Elizabeth's presence, the unborn John leaped in her womb. Luke further tells us, under divine inspiration, that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Minimally, this spiritual condition gave Elizabeth a supernatural understanding of the significance of her guest. Himself under the influence of the Spirit, Luke wrote that Elizabeth's next words were exclaimed with a loud voice. So what is it that Elizabeth said to Mary so exuberantly? First of all, in verse 42 here of Luke chapter 1, it says, "Blessed art thou among women." The word blessed is a perfect passive participle, which means it is something that has happened in the past by an outside force and that has abiding results in the present and future. This is the same thing that Gabriel said to Mary in Luke chapter 1 and verse 28. Blessed means spoken well of, or prospered, or praised. In short, Elizabeth was saying to Mary, "You are a blessed woman, and not just blessed, but blessed more than other women." No doubt this affirmation sounded like music to Mary's ears, since much of what she had heard up to this time sounded more like curses and condemnation. Then I noticed in verse 42 that Elizabeth told Mary, "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." The same confession she had made about Mary, she now made about the unborn baby, Jesus. No doubt Jesus will be the most blessed man who ever walked the earth. He was blessed, and he who was blessed from birth would bless the entire human race. In fact, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, declared, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And Zacharias was grateful that his son John would be this horn of salvation's prophet, or the forerunner. The horn of an animal was a symbol of power sometimes used for God. In Psalm 18 and verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Jesus is the horn who comes as a descendant of David to bring salvation. Psalm 132 verse 17 says, "There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed." Ah, yes, Elizabeth was right. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Mary. The third thing Elizabeth told Mary, and now we go to verse 43, is, "You are the mother of the Lord." In fact, she said, "You are the mother of my Lord." Whence is this, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? This truth did not come from Elizabeth's keen intellect, but from divine revelation. It was a truth divinely revealed from heaven, not passed along through human communication. God revealed this truth to Mary, Joseph, and now to Elizabeth. In turn, Elizabeth affirmed this truth to Mary. She indeed was carrying God's Son. Next, Elizabeth confessed in verse 45, "Blessed is she that believed." Interestingly, Luke uses a different word for blessed at this juncture, whereas the state of blessedness noticed in verse 42 was supernaturally bestowed, with no initiative or effort required on the part of the one blessed. The blessing here is different. It is propositional. You will be blessed if, or when, and because you believe. Here, Mary's faith is the critical component. The word blessed is the same as that used in the Beatitudes. It depicts a condition of spiritual well-being, satisfaction, and contentedness. The Apostle Paul addressed this in bringing up Abraham and the promise of Sarah's pregnancy in old age. Romans chapter 4, verse 20, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." Here Elizabeth was saying to Mary, "You had full confidence in the angel's message." So this was Elizabeth's confession to Mary. Yet the abiding concern is, what does this say to us? Consider several concluding implications. Number one, with Christmas, God invaded history. When Jesus, God's Son, came to this earth, God was launching a counterattack to redeem lost humanity. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, the entire human race fell under the curse of sin. All people, by virtue of their sinful nature, that predisposition to sin, were separated by God. Jesus came to restore this broken relationship and to impart his righteousness to us. I say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Secondly, like Mary, we too can be blessed and experience the favor of God. In one sense, we're all cursed due to the presence of sin in our lives, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the scripture says. At the same time, we're created in the image of God. Sin has marred that image and caused us to be less than God intended. Yet, like Mary, we are blessed because of God's initiative. Motivated by his love for humanity, God sent his Son, Jesus, to offer his free gift of salvation to anyone who will repent, believe, and receive him. So your faith comes into play as well here. This Christmas story, thirdly, tells us that we're blessed because of what God has done. It is initiated and sustained by the power of God. The question now is, will you trust God to demonstrate his power in you? And lastly, the key to entering into this state of blessing is believing, or faith. Faith is the key that unlocks God's storehouse of blessing. Oh, friend, simply put, will you, in childlike faith, place your trust in Christ alone? And I want you to know you'll find him to be your everything. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and a blessed week.
We need to hang the mistletoe.
Let's have a Christmas celebration. Let's deck the halls with all the toys.